101. We're connecting you to Police Scotland. If you require an alternative force, press hash. Please say the name of the police force you'd like to be connected to.
Grampian.
So that's Grampian Police. Answering only yes or no, is that right?
Yes.
Please hold for the police force covering that area.
Thank you for holding. Your call will be answered in turn by the next available advisor.
Good morning, Tina speaking. How can I help?
Hi, I got hung up by an annoying police officer there. I'm trying to determine if Mr. Paul Morrell is still resident at Cobble Hall, where he was abusing children during the 1970s.
Right, just give me 2 seconds, sir. I'm just going to check with my supervisor. Thank you.
Information concerning an inquiry I'd requested concerning Paul Morrell, who's a child abuser from the 1970s. I find out that he's still living at Cobble Hall, although two police officers claimed he was not.
Okay.
I've begun proceedings to have them prosecuted, well, charged with perjury. It's a very difficult process because I know that the police and the prosecution services close ranks. And as there was a female paedophile there called Daisy Park who got the BEM, makes it even harder. So anyway, I've left it for a while. They say, but I haven't received any further information concerning my complaint and request for an investigation as to why Paul Morrell is still there. And also that James McKenzie, who my brother claimed had raped him, why he wasn't even contacted. So anyway, James McKenzie apparently lives at 405 Black Hall Wine. But the main issue is Paul Morrell, because as of middle of this year, I was aware that he was still there and that nothing had been done. But I phoned the home in the first quarter of the year and spoke to Wilma Stickle, who assured me that he was still there.
Okay, so what can I do for you, Dee?
Well, I want some feedback, because it does concern me a great deal. Paul Morrell should have went through a criminal process by now. I should have been contacted to give evidence. I should have a lot of other people. Now, I need to know, for my well-being, at the very least for now, I'd like to know if is Paul Morrell been removed from the home. Will I get a pen? So I've got lots of names. I've got Tim, Todd, quite a few.
I'll send it to them all.
Just a second, please. Can you give me the name of the inspector who's supposed to be dealing with it?
Yeah, well, one of the inspectors that was outlooked about it was a D.I. Walker.
D.I. Walker was actually investigating the perjury of police officers. Which he's already admittedly lied.
Okay, well, I'll tell him that on the outlook that
excuse me,
he's aware of the update that you said that he said, if that's making any sense, that the officers have lied.
I'll tell you what will make a lot more sense. Mr. Walker has admitted already that police officers lied. Now, what I need to know from the officers who are supposed to be investigating the matter as to why a person identified as an abuser is still working at home, not just by me, but by a fellow called James Moyer and others, we want to know why is he, well, me personally, I want to know why is he still there, or if he is still there.
Okay, well, I'll send him a message. And
so it's nothing to do, it's nothing to do with Detective Inspector Walker. Detective Inspector Walker is only investigating the perjury by DC Caroline Bonner and DC Andrew Brown. Okay, so this is Julie Todd. I don't know if Julie Todd is actually an inspector. She might be a constable. But she gave me the name Sim, somebody called, and it's, that might be an inspector. So obviously there's an inspector at the station who's dealing with the matter. Now what I want you to do is contact the senior officer at Inverurie Police Station and have them tell me either whether Mr. Morell is still at the home, and if criminal proceedings have been begun, or an investigation at very least has begun, or if he has been, removed, basically. Is he there, is he not?
Sure, you leave that with me, and as I say, that won't be until tomorrow, because there's nobody on until tomorrow, until 8 o'clock in the morning. But you leave that with me, and I'll get that sent over to them, and they will definitely get back in touch with you, rest assured of that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, if you, this station, I mean, Inverurie is quite a large town. Why do you not have police officers there at Inverurie?
I do have police officers there at the moment, uniformed police officers there at the moment.
Okay. Well, I'll wait until tomorrow. My phone number is 0131 476 0038. And if I'm not available, the chances are I'll be busy tomorrow with my solicitor in relation to the same matter. So you can leave a message.
Sure, absolutely, I'll tell them that.
And then I'll get back to you when I, if I miss the call, I'll get back to you.
Sure, I'll make a record of your call here.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem at all.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, bye.